Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand, and you could listen to what you missed. We're going to talk with Don Wagner about the state of the Orange County Animal Shelter. We got a bad report from an Orange County area state senator, Janet Wynn, last week. And ultimately, the shelter is everybody has to report to the Orange County Supervisor Board. I want to add something to the Alaska flight story with the door plug that blew out after liftoff in Portland, and these people were headed to Ontario. When the National Transportation Safety Board investigators went to get the black box and the cockpit voice recorder, they found there was no audio. You know why? The recording only goes 2 hours, and after 2 hours, it starts to tape over itself. Or record over itself. They only have 2 hours of recording time in the black box of this MAX 9 Boeing 737 plane. Now, you have more recording time on your iPhone. How could you have a real jet with only 2 hours of recording time? That doesn't seem possible. That's what they're claiming. So they don't have any voice recording of whatever the pilot was saying along with the control tower. Now, I guess the control tower might have a recording of some of that, but I looked at this and it's like, how could, it says the cockpit voice recorder, a black box, was erased because it records over itself. That doesn't sound possible. Well, Alex Stone's going to be on for ABC News after 3 o'clock with more, and maybe he'll have more information. I want to get to Don Wagner now. Don Wagner is Orange County Supervisor. He's been on with us many times. And Janet Wynn, who's a state senator from the area, she wrote a piece in the Orange County Register that the Orange County Animal Shelter is an absolute disaster. They spent $35 million on this place. They've got 137 employees and a $26 million budget. And yet she said, and she provided us with photos of dogs and cats with terrible injuries that were untreated. One kitten had half a leg missing, blood gushing from the wound of another dog, skin ripped off the leg of a poodle, and that these dogs and cats would lay there for days, and there's no veterinarian There's no treatment. And that most of the time the animal shelter is closed and it's very difficult to adopt a dog. The pens are coated in feces and urine. The dogs are all anxious and crazy. And ultimately, it's like, well, who's in charge? And obviously, there's layers of bureaucrats and various agencies, and we'll get to that. But let's go to the top. Let's go to Don Wagner, one of the Orange County supervisors. Don, how are you?
I'm good, John. Good to be back with you on a tough subject, but good to have an opportunity to hopefully clear the air a little bit.
Well, is Janet Wynn's account accurate?
Not at all. I am quite disappointed in my friend, the senator, who didn't reach out to me. She didn't reach out to anyone on the board, to my knowledge. And more importantly, she didn't reach out to the professionals at the Orange County Animal Care Center to determine whether there was truth or not in the accusations being made by a number of activists. The truth is the shelter is not perfect. By no means would anybody say that it is. But the situations she described are, to my mind, significant overstatements. We do have vets on service on call at the animal shelter. We spend a lot of that money. That $26 million is spent making sure that the animals have the care they need. We're not an animal hospital. We do triage for animals that come to us, and they can come to us in horrific conditions sometimes. There were lawsuits that she talked about, a lawsuit. It's important to know the lawsuit was dismissed in favor of the Orange County Animal Care in its entirety. So while no one claims that it is perfect, I will tell you there is an election coming up, and I think my friend Senator Wynn overstated the situation in the Orange County Animal
Care. What's the context of the photos that she sent us? There's a cat missing a leg. There's a dog with a gaping wound, and I think he eventually died. And you could see this pool of blood left in his animal cage. And another had the skin ripped off. How did they get these injuries? They came in that way?
I don't have those photos in front of me, and so I can't speak to any in particular. I don't believe Senator Wynn asked for the context of any of them in particular. But the truth is, yes, some of them do come to us in very, very terrible situations. They come to us, hopefully not very often from abuse, but that happens out there. Animals that are hit by cars or cats especially, sometimes they'll escape the coyote. I do think that happens. Those come to us, and we are left to deal with them. I don't know the provenance of any one of those pictures. But I will assure you, if you go through the Orange County Animal Care shelter, you will not see pets in those conditions. We saved, the numbers I was given just today, over 9,000 dogs last year alone. And so, again, without saying everything's perfect there, and we're making changes to it, but the story and the photos are not entirely
well. She said the pens are covered with
what I've seen
with urine and feces. Are they not? I mean, is this not?
They absolutely are not. The pens are deep cleaned each pen once a day, spot cleaned throughout the day as they see particular issues. But the truth of the matter is, from my understanding, and I've been through there, the charge is just false.
Well, so you're saying she came on the air with us and she wrote this piece for the Orange County Register,
yeah,
and a lot of this is made up, it's fictional, it's in her imagination?
It's not, no. I would not say that it is in her imagination. I will say that there are a number of activists out there who have different views as to how to run the shelter and the circumstances in the shelter. The truth is somewhere in the middle. I am not accusing her of making it up. I believe she has absolutely gotten reports and gotten pictures. What I don't believe is that those reports and those pictures are representative of the way the Orange County Animal Care Agency runs that shelter. And our save rate at there, now she talked about a euthanasia rate. And I think her numbers were, I know her numbers were wrong. In the industry, it's save rate. The save rate in Orange County is well over 90%. Surrounding communities, it's in the 80s. We are doing a better job than some of our surrounding communities. I will not say, though, that the shelter has never had a dog like you might see in those pictures come to us. And I won't say that Senator Wynn is making things up. I absolutely do not believe that she is. I do believe that she would have been better served by getting those reports, contacting us, and actually having the opportunity to investigate herself. The shelter has offered to all of our state legislative delegation, because these claims have been out there for a while.
You've seen this Orange County, Orange County grand jury did a report.
Correct.
And I've read part of it, and they talk about a low staff morale, a lot of vacant positions. The hiring processes are burdensome. The kennel attendants are understaffed. The manual is out of date. Programs that they started during COVID have yet to be restarted. And euthanasia, I guess, is the evaluation procedures for dogs undergoing possible euthanasia are without written guidelines, policies, or procedures. And I mean, it's not a positive report that the grand jury gave.
Correct. And our responses are public as well. And we found significant concerns. I personally found significant concerns with the grand jury report. They came at this, John, and I will tell you this, and I would testify to this in front of that grand jury. They came at this with an agenda. And I know that because there are correspondence between me and the foreman of the grand jury where they were asking us to waive the attorney-client privilege so that they could send all of our materials to the attorney they had already contacted, who, before seeing any of those materials, had a conclusion right. That was different than the professor.
I got to go in a minute, but I just have one more question.
John, you raised the grand jury. And so I'm saying our responses are there in public. But I am also telling you that we are in Orange County addressing very seriously the concerns that have been raised by the activists that Senator Wynn is channeling. And we, where they are accurate, are making improvements. We've now got the shelter open for walkthroughs in the afternoons, 5 days a week. They'd always been open, but we were doing an appointment because that, to be honest with you, is better for the animals, it's better for the volunteers, and it's better for the public because the animals aren't as stressed. If you don't have just people running through there constantly, there's less biting, and then they're better able to be adopted. But we are working with the public to open up.
Don, I appreciate you coming on. I'm just out of time. Thank you for coming on. And we're going to keep on top of this to find out exactly what's going on in there.
Call me again.
All right, Don Wagner, Orange County Supervisor.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 3 o'clock, we're going to have Alex Stone from ABC News on to give us more information on that Alaska airplane. They're calling it a door plug. It was part of the fuselage on the plane, left side of the plane, where you could have a security door, but Alaska. It was optional. Alaska did not have a door installed there because they had fewer passengers and they weren't required to have one. They didn't need it. So it comes off the factory with an opening. They plugged that hole at Boeing. And that's very common. Nothing unusual there. It's just different airlines have different configurations. They didn't need an exit door there. So they put in a plug. Like a fake door, I guess, and that should have held, and it didn't. As the plane took off, the pressurization blew out, and there's more and more strange details coming. Apparently, pressurization lights were lighting up several times, and it concerned Alaska Air enough that they said, "Okay, we're not going to fly this over the water. We're not going to go overseas with this plane. It just got certified in November. You know, just in case there's trouble, we want." To make sure the plane has somewhere to land. Can't do that over the water. which is really bizarre. If you're that worried, wouldn't you just ground the thing? Now it turns out United, which has similar planes in its fleet, these are the MAX 8s, or the MAX 9s, the larger version of the MAX 8, they're finding a lot of loose bolts and nuts and things along the door, or the fake door plug. And then the cockpit recorder is blank because after 2 hours, it records over itself and nobody got to the recorder in time. Well, how could you have only 2 hours of recording time on a cockpit recorder when it seems you have unlimited recording time on every other digital product that's out there in the world? So I don't get any of this. And it's a brand new plane. All right. It's a 2023 model. All right. We'll get to that. This is a scary story. There's private security guards everywhere now. Lots of neighborhoods pay for private security. Each homeowner throws in some money. Some neighborhoods have multiple security companies because different homeowners pick different companies. Well, on New Year's Eve, an 88-year-old woman was shot and ended up in the hospital. She was shot by the armed private security guard that was trying to respond to what he thought was a burglary situation. The guard's name is Kion Ciego. They finally arrested him on Sunday, suspicion of negligent discharge of a firearm. So far, they're not filing charges. Appears to be an accident, but he really thought his life was in danger because he responded to the alarm and he saw the 88-year-old woman through the window, but he didn't know who it was. She was holding a silver object. He thought it was a gun. He thought the lady was a burglar, an armed burglar, so he fired a bullet at her, shot through the window, and hit her in the torso. According to his attorney, he didn't have Jacqueline Spiragna, he didn't have a clear view. It was definitely dark. He thought it was a burglar and that the other person had a gun. He's got no criminal record. He's worked in security for more than a decade, and he ran to his car and called for backup. So his attorney said, total accident. But you can't... I haven't seen any details as to, I guess it was her house where the alarm went off. Happened at 8:30 at night on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, who knows how many calls they get and how many weird people are wandering around and weird noises. The part that cracked me up, though, is they talked to the neighbors and nobody seemed upset that the old lady took the bullet. In fact, a few neighbors said they would continue to pay for private security. I think that the fact that the area is patrolled makes it a little better. We constantly hear about burglaries. So it's like, hey, oh, well, you know.
That's sad.
You win some, you lose some. We like having private security. All right, so they winged the old lady. I guess it's clear he didn't mean to do it intentionally, but that's, you know, these things happen occasionally, where an officer or a security guard sees somebody holding something, and in that moment, they panic because they don't know if a gun's pointed at them. All right. You want to do the tongue bath?
I'd love to do it.
You'd love to do it?
No, never mind. No, I that didn't sound... I know you were talking to Eric, and it just kind of came out of my mouth.
So. Talking to me? I don't want a tongue bath. Not from either of you.
Okay. Well, somebody got a tongue bath, and it would be Kamala Harris and her husband. They got a massive 2-day tongue bath from the Los Angeles Times. I could go on for an hour. We could all sit in the tub together for an hour. Wait till you hear this. When we come back, it's been on the top of their website, the front page, And it's the most extensive pleasure session you'll ever read or hear.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm gonna lick you.
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Hilda Solis, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is this partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
How many licks does it take?
I'm going to get to Jimmy Gomez in a second.
A good question. Let's find out.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. It's time for your tongue bath. Rub-a-dub-dub.
So far, so good, Deborah? You wanted this, so.
I did. Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. A little wet, but.
The Los Angeles Times. God, how far it's fallen. Used to be one of the premier newspapers in the country, and now it is just such an embarrassment. They have an article by Courtney Surmamanian, and Courtney was assigned to tail Kamala Harris and her husband Douglas Emhoff for a number of days, and write everything down. This is like one of these fan magazine profiles. What did they eat? Who did they hang out with? How do they dress? Where do they travel? It is so embarrassing, considering the state of the Biden administration. No mention about the good work she did as the border czar. Like, that's nowhere in this story. This you don't read this kiss-ass kind of stuff in People magazine, even. So Courtney Surmamanian writes, she starts writing about the traffic jam that Kamala Harris creates every time she lands. And she had come to town in mid-October to celebrate the marriage of Emhoff's 29-year-old son, Cole, to his longtime girlfriend, Greenlee. Greenlee and Cole. Like, nobody has a normal name anymore.
That sounds like a law firm name.
Greenlee and Cole. 2 days after the wedding, the pair, we're talking about Kamala Harris and Douglas Emhoff, was snacking on guacamole, salsa, and chips in a dimly lighted vinyl booth upstairs at one of their favorite Mexican haunts, El Cholo in Santa Monica. That's it. That's the story. Is that they sat down and had some Mexican food. And Emhoff tells the Times, this is the first joint interview that they've given anyone since she took office. It's just really an amazing thing for this town to have a vice president based here. It's intense. I'm from this area, and I'm like, wow, this is incredible for our neighborhood. This guy is an attorney in his 50s, and he sounds like he's 14 years old. It's intense. I'm like, wow. Well, I don't live far from her. Maybe a half mile or so. It's no fun when she comes to town because she has a big motorcade and they shut down Sunset Boulevard and you can't go anywhere and it creates a lot of traffic.
President Harris.
That's the only intense thing apart is that the normal people can't carry on with their day because these two have landed here. For Harris, the impulse to escape Washington, where she faces Republican scorn and criticism with her own within her own party. Yeah, because she stinks at her job. She's the worst vice president since Dan Quayle. And they'd be neck and neck for the championship. Listen to this. Harris's trips home to L.A. are often camouflaged with an event to celebrate a local small business or raise awareness about one of her policy focuses. Policy focus. She doesn't do anything. So she comes home, but she wants to pretend she's not really coming home. So they have some BS photo op news event. But the Brentwood home has become a sanctuary for one of the world's most visible figures. The four-bedroom, 3,500-square-foot house is off-limits to reporters. And said one former advisor to Harris, Brian Brokaw, ask anybody who's ever worked in D.C. or in Congress or the Senate or at the White House. The trip from California, it's not easy. It doesn't matter if you're on Air Force Two or on a United flight. Oh, I do think it does matter.
Yeah, wait, hold on. They got the amenities of Air Force Two and I'm stuck in 35B going to New York.
How'd you like to be on the Alaskan Air flight when the door plug blows out?
No, thank you.
I don't think that happens on Air Force Two. They're surrounded by people who do the whole kiss ass thing. Oh, it's not easy. Yeah. All right. Can I have a ride on Air Force Two for a week? See how terrible that is? Good Lord. When she's home, she wants to enjoy the comfort and to the extent that she sees a very small and tight circle. Who the hell would want to sit listen to her talk all day? Oh, my God.
True international.
Now, you remember our fake Senator LaFonza Butler, who's actually from Maryland, but she used to be an advisor to, I bet she has 100 people on the street. Who's our senator? Who's the new senator? 100 would have no idea. LaFonza Butler. Well, this is one of the all-time great trivia questions. But they interviewed her. And Butler said, at the end of the day, home is home. The mattress that hugs just right is a different kind of rest. The community that embraced you and trusted you to serve them as the first Black woman as Attorney General, then as a U.S. Senator, and then as their Vice President, that's meaningful. But she's no good. She stinks at it. Why does her skin color matter? Visits home center on one of Harris's most sacred traditions, Sunday family dinner. Harris begins planning the meal midweek, staging a choreographed spread in which everyone has a role. This is just a family sitting down for Sunday dinner. That's all it is. Emhoff is in charge of cocktails. His son Cole curates the music playlist. They don't just play some music. They curate the music playlist. In other words, he turns on his Spotify. And his daughter Ella is tasked with making her signature guacamole. Not just guacamole, but signature guacamole. Mm. Cole's new wife, this Greenlee, takes on responsibility for dessert. While the couple hosts a regular rotation of foreign dignitaries, lawmakers, reporters, and administration officials in Washington, Sunday dinner is strictly a private affair for Harris, who has the same core of friends for decades. And they then get into the details on how they clean the dishes. At the end of dinner, they use... The group cleans up while cooking. They call their method Uncle Freddy, a shorthand for the process she picked up from her Uncle Freddy in his tiny kitchen. Because he didn't have much space, he would clean any utensil as soon as he finished using it. This is like the third page of the story.
That's just called pre-bussing.
Yeah.
Anybody who cooks does that.
So by the third page, we're finding out the order that they clean their utensils and plates. Ay, ay, ay. Part two of this, which we will not get into, but it came out today. 14 of Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff's beloved L.A. spots. And it's a list of all the places they like to eat at, with pictures from most of the places.
Have you been to any of them?
I have. I mean, I'm you know, in the same neighborhood there. And the headline says 14 of their favorite LA spots, including, yes, Zankow Chicken. Why is that significant?
Zanku Chicken?
Zanku?
Yeah.
Z-A-N-K-O-U?
Pretty good spot.
It's good chicken?
Yeah.
Why does it get in the headline?
That's a good question. I didn't know it was headline worthy, but yeah, it's good.
It's like, oh, including, yes, Zanku Chicken. I'm thinking, what is it?
Because it's not expensive. It's one of those inexpensive.
Oh, it's cheap chicken?
I don't know if it's cheap chicken, but it's not one of your hoity-toity West Side restaurants that you go to.
It's like a Mediterranean El Pollo Loco.
I'd never heard of it. Apparently, you two are up on chicken joints. All right, more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app. After 3 o'clock, this Alaskan Air story is really wild. Not only the door plug goes flying off and there's a large sucking sound inside the plane as after they lifted off from Portland, headed for Ontario. But now we're finding out that the pressure light and the door plug flying off had something to do with the air pressure. The pressure light had been going on several times in recent weeks. The plane is new. It was just approved, certified in November. And they didn't fix it. But they did decide to restrict the flights of this particular plane to only domestic, nothing over an ocean, nothing over water, because they never fixed anything, but they just didn't want it to end up in a place where they couldn't turn back quickly enough to have an emergency landing. It's really curious stuff. Oh, and the voice, the cockpit voice recorder, nothing on it. It recorded over itself. It only has 2 hours of space. You believe that? 2 hours of space, and I guess it was a couple hours before they got to the cockpit recorder to retrieve it, and they found it was blank. And now United Airlines is finding all sorts of loose nuts and bolts in their MAX 9 737 planes. This is all from Boeing. So there's a bad story there somewhere. We'll get to that. Also, every hour or two, there's more disgusting details coming up in the Epstein case involving Trump and Bill Clinton, along with details about specific sex acts that Trump and Clinton were involved with the girls. Because apparently one of the girls gave a long, detailed story to attorneys. She has since retracted the story. It's not that she's claiming it didn't happen. The way I read it, it's just that she doesn't ever want to talk about it because she'll probably die. You know, she saw what happened. So we'll get to that weird story. But it's so detailed that you know it has to be true, is all I'm saying. A lot of this stuff has to be true. And finally, the lid was blown off what really went on. And everybody can stop playing pretend. But Trump is front and center. Not that I think it's going to matter, but we'll talk about it after three. They're rebelling against the Oakland mayor. I don't know if you know this. Oakland has had some of the worst mayors imaginable. I mean, Oakland mayors make Garcetti and Bass look like Mount Rushmore candidates. The place is a complete disaster area. The mayor's name is Sheng Thao, and a notice of recall was sent by mail to Sheng Thao by the retired Alameda County Superior Court Judge Brenda Harbin Forte. That's a hyphenate there. Harbin-Forte. And she wrote, there have been too many lives that have been lost, too many cars stolen, too many people have been robbed, coming from a bank, followed home, too many businesses have closed. This mayor has blood on her hands. You lack the competency, credibility, judgment, and ability to lead what was once a great American city. She said that Thao systematically dismantled the Oakland Police Department. Businesses were not leaving Oakland at this pace before she came into office. We can't pretend there's no correlation between her decisions and what is happening with the city now. The roads are horrible. The streets are so flighty and dirty, said another resident. I think the mayor is incompetent. She has to go. One city councilman says he's surprised by the recall because it's going to create more divisions in City Hall. What a wiener. His name is Noel Gallo. People are frustrated. They're disappointed. They want immediate action to bring Oakland back to the level where it used to be. What? Why is it? You may be saying, why is it so hard? She's not incompetent. This is what progressives want to do. You're going to see if it's not stopped. Their mission, this is what they got in the indoctrination school, is to destroy the American way of life, destroy capitalism, destroy our sense of safety and security, right? By destroying the police department, the prison system, the school system. They're doing it on purpose, and it's working. They've destroyed San Francisco. They've destroyed Oakland. L.A. is halfway gone. I don't know what everybody's waiting for. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. They really believe that America is evil, and we have to destroy it from the inside out. If you don't think I'm telling you the truth, just wait and see what happens. We told you this 5-10 years ago. All right, more coming up. We're going to have Alex Stone on to explain what's going on with these with Alaska Air and the Boeing MAX 9 737 airplane, and what United has found. It's quite a story that's developing. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.